Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Amabez. We're holding by the top of Chaf Amabez. The Kulon Sha'asu Misha'ala Amud HaShachar Kasher. We mentioned in the Mishnah a list of mitzvahs that have to be done during the day, and being that they have to be done during the day, so the Mishnah says that you have to perform these mitzvahs after Netzach Amud. However, then the Mishnah concluded that really, as long as you did these mitzvahs after Amud HaShachar, so it's kosher, your yaitzeh already after Amud HaShachar, which really means that really midaraisa, it's considered the daytime, already by Amud HaShachar. It's only midarabanan that they said to wait until Netzach Amud, that a person shouldn't make a mistake and end up performing the mitzvah at night, but really already from Amud HaShachar is considered halachically, it's considered daytime. So ask the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know that Amud HaShachar is considered already daytime in the Torah? It says the Gemara Amar Rava. Rava says it's learned from the following pasuk. The Amar Kra, the Torah tells us, "Vayikra l'kim la'ar yoim." That Hashem called the ar, He called the morning, He called the light, He called it yoim. So says the Gemara, we dash from this pasuk that l'meir uba kara'u yoim. That Hashem called it day. La'ar means when it started to become light. As soon as it starts to become daytime, that's already what Hashem called yoim. Which means Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar is already considered the yoim. Ask the Gemara Alameata. If so, so then you have to be consistent. And if you're saying that the way you read the pasuk La'ar Yoim means Hashem called the beginning of the morning when it starts to become light, that's what Hashem calls Yoim Alameata. So then when the pasuk continues and says V'la'chayshach kara layla, that Hashem called La'chayshach, He called it nighttime. So the way you're going to have to darshan this pasuk if you want to be consistent is that you'll have to say L'machshach uba kara layla, that Hashem called it nighttime already when it started to become dark. Already by Shkia Sachama, that's already considered a Laila. But that's not true. Hakaimalan da'atzei sakechavim lav Lailahu. We paskin that it's only considered Laila, not just when it starts to become nighttime, only once you could see three medium-sized stars, only by tzei sakechavim. That's when it's considered nighttime in the Torah. And if so, so obviously, the way you darshan la'ar yoim is not l'meir uba kara yoim, because since in the end of the pasuk, you can't say L'chayshach Karalayla means L'machshach Uba Karalayla, so then you also can't say that the beginning of the Pasuk, when it says L'ar Yoim, that it means L'meir Uba Karayoim. So we're still left with no Makar. How do we know that Amud HaShachar is considered the Yoim? So says the Gemara, it's a different Makar, it's from a Pasuk in Nehemiah. Elam Arab Zera, it's Mehacha, it's Nehemiah describing when the Eile Bavel, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael by this man of the Bayesheni, so they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk describes when they were rebuilding the walls of Yerushalayim, so the Pasuk says, V'nachnu Oisim Bamulacha V'chetzim Machzikim Beramachim Me'alais HaShachar Atzeis HaKoychavim, that we were doing work all day. We were doing work all the way from Alais HaShachar until Tzeis HaKoychavim. So presumably that means the entire daytime. And if so, you see that the day starts from Alais HaShachar. And then he brings another pasuk, Va'aymer, and the pasuk also says, V'hayu lanu alayla l'mishmar, V'hayoyim l'malacha, the pasuk says. It says that the night was for guarding, and the day was for malacha. So we'll get back to what this pasuk is here for. It says the Gemara, "Mai va'omer." Why are we bringing the second pasuk? We already had a raya from the first pasuk. It says, "V'nachnu oisim b'malacha v'chetzia machzikim b'ramachem me'alais HaShachar atzeis HaKoychavim." We were working on building the wall the whole day, and there were people guarding. It was the whole day. It was from alais HaShachar until atzeis HaKoychavim. So you see that the day starts from alais HaShachar. Why do we have to bring? What are we bringing the second pasuk for? It says the Gemara, we're bringing the second pasuk because v'chiteima. Maybe you'll say it's not arrived in the first pasuk, because I'll tell you that Misha Amud HaShachar lav yamama. Now really Amud HaShachar is not considered halachically daytime. Umiki arva shimsha lelia, and really it's already considered nighttime even earlier, even before Tzeis HaKoychavim. There's no raya from this pasuk that the day is specifically from Alais HaShachar until Tzeis HaKoychavim. But that's when they were doing work. Okay, ve'inu mikadmi u'mechashchi, because they were getting up extra early when it was still nighttime and starting with their work, and they were staying extra late until Tzeis HaKoychavim doing work, but it was already nighttime already earlier. So Tashema, so that's why we bring the second pasuk. Then no, the pasuk says v'hayu lanu halayla mishmar v'yoy malacha, that you see it was specifically during the day that they were doing their work. And if so, when it says that they were doing their work from Alais HaShachar until Tzeis HaKoychavim, it must mean that that's halachic. halachically consider the day. So that's the makar, that the day starts from alayis hashachar. And that's why the Mishnah says, when it comes to all these mitzvahs that have to be done during the day, that l'maisa, if you did it by alayis hashachar, it's kasher, you're yaitze, because midaraisa, that's considered day. Midarabanan, we say to wait until netzach hama, but l'maisa, a person is yaitze b'diavad, as long as he performed it after alayis hashachar. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, on a similar note, that kol hayayim kasher l'kriyas ha-megillah. That it's not just that the mitzvah is during the day, but things that the mitzvah is during the day, so the mitzvah is the entire day. The entire day is kasher for kriyas ha-megillah. Rashi points out, even though avadah is reason makdimin l'mitzvahs, a person should try to do any mitzvah that has to be done during the day, a person should try to do it as early as he can, al reason makdimin l'mitzvahs, but l'maisa, the whole day is kasher for kriyas ha-megillah. And also, L'kriyas HaHalel, the whole day is kosher to say Halel, U'tekiya Shofar, U'tilas Lulav, U'tfilas HaMusafin, to daven Musaf, U'lemusafin, to bring the Karban Musaf, bizman that we have a Beis HaMikdash, U'levidoy HaParim, and to say Vidoy on the Par Helm Davar Shal Tzibur, for example, so you have to say Vidoy when you bring the Par, so that Par, that Vidoy has to be said any time during the day, U'levidoy Meiser, also two times during every Shemitah cycle, so a person, after he finishes getting rid and doing what he's supposed to do with all of his meiser, so he says a vidoy that he took care of what he was supposed to do. So that has to be done during the day, and it can be done the entire day. Ula vidoy yom kippurim, referring to the vidoy of the kohen gadol that he recites on the par. Ula smicha, the smicha that a person does on the carbon, he leans on the carbon, that could be done the entire day. The shchita, shechting the carbon, l'tnufa, waving the carbon, certain carbonis have to be waved, like the carbon aimer, l'hagasha, which is by a carbon mincha, so you bring the mincha, and you touch it to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, so that has to be done during the day, and it can be done the entire day, l'kemitza, the kemitza when the kohen puts his hands into the flour of the carbon mincha, and he uses his three middle fingers to take out a kemitza full of the flour, laktara, and burning it, lumalika, which is severing the head from the bird, ulakabala, catching the dam of the carbon, ulahazaya, which is rika sadam, sprinkling the dam, lashkiya saita, the whole day is also kasher for giving the saita to drink from the waters if she's suspected of znus, ularifa sa'egla, when there's a person who was murdered and we all know which city he came from, so we have the whole process of egla rufa, so that also could be done the entire day, ula tahara sa'mitzayra, and then lastly for tahara sa'mitzayra, which is when a mitzayra mukhlat, after his tzaras goes away, so he brings two birds we mentioned in the past, so that could be done the entire day. And then says the Mishnah that kula laila is kasher for the following list of things, that the whole night, the following mitzvahs have to be done at night, and the kasher the entire night, l'ktziras ha'imer, cutting the wheat for the karban ha'imer, u'lahakter chalavim ve'evarim, the fats and the limbs that weren't burnt during the day, so they're burnt at night, and they can be burnt the entire night. Ze'aklal, says the Mishnah, this is the rule. Davar she'mitzvasa be'yoyim, kasher kol ha'yoyim. Anything that the mitzvah is during the day, so the mitzvah is the entire day. And davar she'mitzvasa be'layla is kasher kol ha'layla. And something that its mitzvah is during the night, so it's kasher the entire night, it could be done any time during the night. So now the Gemara, relatively light Gemara, is going to go through just the Makairis for each one of these things, starting first with the first half of the Mishnah, the list of mitzvahs that have to be done during the day, and they're kosher the entire day. So ask the Gemara Minolan, and first we're going to start with Mikra Megillah, how do we know that it's kosher by day? Which all the whole list of the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah was coming to say that they're kosher the whole day, the Gemara doesn't need to find a makar that they're kosher the whole day. That's the rule. Anything that the mitzvah is during the day, so minastam, we assume that the mitzvah is the entire day, unless told otherwise. All the Gemara has to do is find a makar that these mitzvahs are during the day. Once we have a makar that the mitzvah is during the day, mamela, it's kosher the whole day. Unless told otherwise, the mitzvah is during the entire day. So the list of makaris that the Gemara is going to bring is just makaris that the mitzvah is during the day. And then mamela, we know it's the whole day. So again, so starting with Mikra Megillah, Minalan, how do we know that Mikra Megillah is during the day? This already we saw on the previous Talmud. Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'hayamim ma'ela niskarim v'nasim. Niskarim is referring to Mikra Megillah, and it says it's during the day. It's v'hayamim ma'ela. The Kriyas HaHalel is during the day. D'chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Mizrach Shemesh ad mivayay muhul al shem Hashem. It says to say Halel, mizrach Shemesh during the day. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a different makar, because the pasuk says Ze Hayoyim Asa Hashem. It says Ze Hayoyim. Umetilas lulav is during the day. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, ulakachdam lachem beyoyim harishoin. So you see, it's during the day. Ulatekiyas shayfer the chsiv yoyim teruah yelachem. So you see, it's during the day. Ulamusafin dechsev. So going a little out of order. First, we're going to talk about the karbam. So the karbam musaf is during the day. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, devar yoyim biyoyimai. So you see, it's during the day. Now, the reason why we spoke about the karbam first is because, as we'll see, that tfilas musaf is learnt out from the karbam musaf. Ula tfilas hamusafin, because it's kemusafin shavi rabbanon. When the rabbanon said to daven musaf, so they said to do it. They made the chiyev similar to the karbam. It's just like the karbam is during the day. So to tfilas musaf is during the day. Vidui parim, let's say the par helm daver shel tzibur, so they say the vidui during the day. The yalif kapara miyayim kippurim. We learn it out from the vidui of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol says on the par. The tani we learned in the braisa, gabi yayim kippurim, regarding the vidui on Yom Kippur, it says, v'chipur ba'ado yivad beisai, that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for himself and for his family, b'kaparas dvarim akasa medaber. And like we had in Maseches Yuma, that this pasuk is referring to kaparas dvarim, it's referring to vidui. Meaning there's kaparas damim, which is referring to zrikas adam, and then there's kaparas dvarim, with your words, referring to vidoy. This pasuk is referring to vidoy. The kapara biyamamahu, and we know that kapara is supposed to be during the day. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, biyoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. So since the kapara is during the day, and this is referring to kaparas dvarim, we learn out from here to the vidoy of the parim, of the parhelm davar shal tzibur, that kaparas dvarim is also supposed to be during the day, and then mamela we know it's the entire day. Ulavidoy meiser, we said the vidoy that a person says twice every 7 years, where he acknowledges the fact that he did with the meiser everything that he was supposed to do. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, we know it's during the day, as the pasuk says, "Amarti l'fnei Hashem elokecha." This is part of the nusach of the vidoy. You say to Hashem, "Biarti akaidash min abayis." I got rid of all the kaidash. I got rid of all the meiser from the house. Usamachlein. Right after that, the pasuk says, "Hayoyim hazeh Hashem elokecha mitzavicha." So since it says hayoyim, we see that vidoy meiser is during the day. L'smicha l'shchita, we know that these are during the day. T'chsev v'samach v'shachat, so because it says v'samach v'shachat, so we know that smicha is similar to shchita. Uksiv ba b'shchita, and it says regarding shchita, b'yayim zivchavchem, so therefore we see that shchita is during the day. Memela we know that smicha is also during the day. Ulatnufa t'chsev b'yayim hanifchem es ha'aymer. So you see it's during the day. Ulahagasha d'iskash l'tnufa. Hagasha we know is during the day. When you bring the mincha to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, because that's compared to waving the karbon. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, "Ulakach hakayim miyad ishas minchas haknais v'heinif v'hikriv." So it says v'heinif v'hikriv, v'hikriv referring to agasha, v'heinif referring to tenufa. So you see that tenufa and agasha are compared to each other. And tenufa we just brought from previously that it's biyoyim hanifchem es aimer, that tenufa is during the day. Mamela hagasha is also during the day. Ula malika, ula kamitza, ula akhtaru, ula azaya, all these other different avaydas of kachim, they're also during the day. The chziv, as the pasuk says, b'yoyim tzava yisayas b'nei Yisrael. Ula shkia saita, giving the saita to drink, that's also during the day. Asya taira taira. We have a gzera shava of taira taira. Chziv hacha, it says regarding saita, v'asa la hakayin eskol ha taira hazayis. Chziv hasam, and it says, by danning dinim, by mishpatim, it says, al pi ha taira asher yairucha v'ala mishpa. So just like Bezdin, ma mishpat bayoyim, avkan bayoyim, just like dinei Bezdin are have to be done by day, so too, like we had earlier with the sugya with Abigail and David HaMelech, so too, saita, giving her to drink is dafka during the day, and memela, it's the entire day. Ula arifa sa'egla, we'll just do two more. Then arifa sa'egla, the parish of Egla Rufa, that's also during the day. Amri debe rabianai, because kapara ksiv ba kikachim, it mentions in the parish of arifa sa'egla that it's a kapara, so it's similar to kachim. And kachim, we just had a whole bunch of different makaris that all things related to kachim are during the day. Ula tairas mitzaira, that the mitzaira mukhla, when he becomes tar, so he brings his two birds, he brings it during the day. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, zais tiya tairas hamitzaira beyoim taharasai. So you see, it's during the day, and that's how we see that all these things are during the day. And then again, mamela, once we see that these mitzvahs are during the day, and there's no indication otherwise, so then we assume that the mitzvah is the entire day.